Hello and welcome to another episode of It Was Mooney, your source for all things movies, streaming, and pop culture related. I'm your host, Cozy, and I'm joined always by Wanny B. And we're joined in studio once again by friend of the show. What's up, brother?
It's always a pleasure to be here, guys. Eric, thanks for having me.
Eric, here as always.
That velvety voice, Eric. Welcome. Welcome back. And guys, I think Maurice is missing, so this episode, unfortunately, will not be recorded before a live studio ostrich. Maurice, I hope you're okay wherever you are.
The room is bigger.
Get well soon.
The room is bigger without him.
Or get found soon.
Get found soon. Just, we're hoping you're okay, Maurice. We're sending you love from the Mooney family.
Is that a Hallmark card for finding somebody who's lost?
For an ostrich, specifically.
Never liked me.
You know what? Yeah, I'll talk about. Off pod.
It's because of your glasses. You look like a nerd. I know Cozy has glasses too, but...
But he's black, so...
Yes, yeah. You can't even see the glasses.
He looks way cooler than I do.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, Wanny B, what we got for on tap for today's show, man?
So, we have a very special episode on tap for you guys today. It looks like we're going to try to get ourselves canceled and have us a racial draft.
Fucking sick!
Yeah, we're not going to get canceled. Dude, we're solving racism,
Wanny. We are solving racism today by...
breaking barriers.
If y'all ever seen the Chappelle show back in the day where they did a racial draft, it's a similar concept.
Dude, it's been like 20 years since that episode, actually. It's
we are doing...
Has it been that long?
Yeah. It's been 20 years. That was a foundational episode in all of our... kind of showing our age there, but foundational episode in all
Charlie
our...
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, great show. But listen, we're going to do fictional character racial draft. We're going to have five rounds where each of us picks which character should go to the Latino team.
Fictional,
the black
by the
team.
Way. Fictional.
Fictional. I didn't mention fictional. So no real people.
Fictional characters, guys.
Yes,
fictional.
Right, so imaginary friends. So we're going to have a black team, a Latino team, and a white team because we are unoriginal. Of course. And it's going to be a snake-style draft. So first pick in the first round will be the third pick in the second round, and so on and so forth until we get all five picks in. Should be a lot of fun. Yeah. Should instantly cure all racial woes in this country
it
and beyond.
It sounds unproblematic.
Hopefully that means no one will be yelling the N-word at football players in Europe anymore.
Of course, Juan. It'll solve all of those things.
This is part of what we're trying to solve.
The only N-word I am familiar with is nice.
Thank you, Eric.
Welcome.
You might need to check
it. Bind your tongue a little bit.
How's that sentence? I was going to finish that sentence.
You might need to check back.
And no.
With your
it's the also N-word.
It's another great N-word.
You might need to check back with your elementary school teacher on your literature and ability to form words. But we appreciate you not using that particular N-word in your vocabulary.
I don't even know which word you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. I don't either.
I don't. He doesn't see color.
I don't see N words.
We don't see letters on this channel.
It's like, what was that joke where it's like? It's like I don't say the N word, but I do wish they would go back to whatever country.
Wait, was that whitest? Like, was that whitest kids?
I think you know? So. Whitest I think that might have been whitest kids. You know.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. All right. So now that we've explained the rules. Well, first of all, I just want to take a second. Eric, good to have you here as always, brother.
Welcome back, brother.
Thanks, man. Dude, I've been good. I've been good. Staying busy. I just rewatched the first season of True Detective.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Dude, and
tell me about that.
That's top tier.
It's so good.
It's some of the best eight episodes on TV, and I don't know how it got to where it is now.
Do you like season three? So... I thought season three was decent.
Season three wasn't bad, but it's like
I haven't seen that newest one.
When yeah. since when? Like, how many shows do you know where season one was its peak?
At least a couple,
but it's rare. It's like it's rare.
But
like,
but it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
And like it was. It's like season one was still so good that show as a whole has
Westworld,
above a
we
9
discussed
rating.
It a little
Westworld,
bit. Westworld is a similar.
One,
oh, you're right.
Like
Westworld was like
season
that.
One episode, season one, and also season one, True Detective really set the standard.
And you know, as much as I hate on it, Colin Farrell was pretty good in True Detective season two, in my opinion.
The acting, I feel throughout all four seasons, the acting is great. It's the writing that okay. that has.
Did you watch season four?
Yes. Yes.
I did not.
It kind of just recently all just finished, I want to say within the year, so I'm not going to give spoilers. But
it is pretty recent, yes.
It felt very cop-out-ish, where the first season felt very creative and very, man, I wish I could say things.
Could you say they jumped the shark, so to speak?
Well, it's the guy, what's his name?
Season four?
Yeah, so here, yeah. Hold on. I have him pulled up. His name was Nick Pizzolatto. Yes. Nick okay. Pizzolatto. Pizzolatto? I'm probably saying that wrong. But yeah, he was
okay. The pizza guy.
Yes. He wrote the first two episodes, or he was with a show called The Killing, which was also very good.
Yeah, I heard of that show.
Okay, I heard of that Joel show. Kinnaman.
Yeah, okay.
That's like the first thing I know him from.
Okay.
That came around like 2011, 2012. It was a very good show, and then he left that show because there was differences with him and the showrunner. He wrote the first two episodes of season two, and then he was like, I'm out of here. Which, by the way, that show is very good, and season three and four, the last two seasons, are when it's really great.
The Killing, you said?
The Killing, yeah.
Working.
Like, it used to be on Netflix, but now it's all on Hulu.
All on Hulu? Okay.
Yeah.
The Killing. Dude.
So he left that show. He wrote a book called Galveston, because this guy was born in Baton Rouge.
Was he talking about the dirty water in Galveston?
he was talking about a lot more than dirty water in Galveston. Okay. And then after that, he signed something with HBO where he basically wrote the first season of True Detective, but he was like, I want complete creative control. I want to be the showrunner, the director, the everything. This is my baby. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
I'm not going to have a repeat of what happened with The Killing. Like, I want this. And we get that first season, and it's incredible. To its core, it is still, to my opinion, one of the best seasons.
Season one,
of TV.
He didn't direct and show.
No, like, he definitely
wrote.
So he was a writer.
He wrote it, but he didn't showrun it.
No, he wasn't.
It was still the pizza guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So season four is this lady, I forgot her name, and she just, HBO immediately after this last season, they immediately signed her on for part two of season four. So she's going to be directing another season.
Okay.
I just...
What do you think of season four?
It was, I mean, it wasn't the best by any means, and it wasn't... It was cool because it had a lot of callbacks to season one, but I felt like that was the most exciting part about, like, I don't know if how long it's been since you guys have watched the first season of True Detective.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Actually, we watched it right around when season three came out.
Okay,
like
okay.
A year after.
Okay, so Matthew McConaughey's character, Rustin Cole, he was, I'm pretty sure he was born in Texas, and then he moved to Alaska with his dad. After his mom and him and them split, and he spent like 8 to 10 years there, or like 12. It was a long time in Alaska. And then he moved back to Texas because he didn't like the cold. He liked the weather better in Texas. Quote, it doesn't get cold in Texas. So that's why I moved back. So season four is in Alaska. And it has Rustin Cole's dad as a character. So there's like callbacks, like there's that spiral symbol is in season four.
In the trailer. Yeah.
And like I feel like that's its strongest asset, but it's just I don't. Have you ever wanted a show to get back to its peak so bad?
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it's just rewatching season one, I'm just like, well, how, what happened? Where did this go wrong?
And for an HBO like property, like, you know, HBO's become the standard of just like quality. So, but we've seen like Game of Thrones kind of not ending so well. Like, so do you think True Detective's having quite of like a teetering off, kind of like Game of Thrones had?
Listen to this. So it, in 2012, he created the True Detective, which he sold to HBO, complete shooting in 2013. As executive producer, sole writer, and showrunner. Mm-hmm. It premiered in January 2014 and became the most watched freshman show in the network's history. The show was critically acclaimed and was so popular the finale crashed HBO's HBO Go streaming service, flat out. Crashed the service.
I miss HBO Go. That was a good time.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah, that's crazy to think.
So it's... when it's compared to that, of course it's trickled off.
Yeah, it's kind of lost.
You know,
steam.
Like people watched the first three episodes of season two and were like, "Fuck this." I remember working at Best Buy and people being so frustrated with that. It's just being like, fuck this show. I'm not going to watch the rest of this.
Right.
And then, you know, season three with Mahershala Ali and Deacon Frost from Blade.
Okay. Oh, man.
That was decent, but yeah, it didn't live up to season one standards. And now we're at season four with Jodie Foster and this other lady. Both great acting is
great. Jodie Foster, like, oh, she's in a HBO show.
Jodie Foster's a great actress.
Incredible actress, actually.
And so is this other lady.
Silence of the Lambs. She won an Academy Award for that, so.
Again, the acting in, like, I thought Vince Vaughn did a great job acting in season two.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to call out that I thought the heat in particular, I don't know if the acting is what I'd call out.
It's the writing.
His lines was terrible.
It's the writing. The lines. Yeah, the writing
comes back to the writing.
It's the writing has just failed as soon as season one ended.
It was so bad.
Gotcha. And it's
you know what show kind of, it's like an extreme version of what you're talking about, like an extreme microcosm of what you're talking about. The Night of.
Oh man, that was great.
It was only a
Riz
mini
Ahmed
series.
Yeah, man.
But
that was John Turturro, right?
No, John Turturro, Riz Ahmed was in there.
But
it's
the
amazing.
First episode, not that the rest of the show was actively bad, but the first episode.
But
was
the first
legendary.
Episode was
they came out
insanely great.
They came out swinging
the
so hard.
First episode
with that.
Was one of the best first episodes of any show you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Any show you'll ever see, absolute top tier. And then they had a whole, like, two-episode arc on this guy having rashes on his feet. What was it called? Psoriasis?
Psoriasis, yeah.
Yeah. That became, like, the actual plot of the show. The guy trying to find a treatment for psoriasis. I'm not exaggerating. Like, an entire show was just devoted to this guy's condition, and he was trying to find the treatment. They didn't even touch on the prisoner at all. It was wild.
Yeah. No.
Michael K. Williams, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely killed it in that show. Michael
K. Williams?
The guy from he did Lovecraft Country, The Wire.
Omar. Okay.
Omar.
Okay.
Dark ass dude, really good at acting.
Great voice. Like, his voice is so distinct.
Wait, Omar
from The Wire, yeah.
He was in Bosch. He was Bosch's.
I gotta watch Bosch. Okay.
Yeah. No. Because Omar was the last guy. Not the guy from Remember the Titans.
I've never seen Michael K. Williams. I mean, R.I.P. Right.
Of course. Yeah.
Sadly, Bosch is great.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen a Michael K. Williams role where he didn't absolutely destroy the camera.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, absolutely legendary.
Even in Assassin's Creed, not a great movie, but he's. The little he's in it, he makes
his
mark.
He's one of those guys that like should have deserved the awards and kind of didn't just because he didn't get the roles he probably deserved.
Yeah.
But one of the top actors of our time.
Yeah, yeah. No,
easily,
absolutely.
Easily up there. I'll put him up with anyone. Yeah.
I want to say as a streaming service, original shows, as far as original shows go, HBO still has... top tier for me.
Ooh, talking about that.
Sopranos, The Wire, Oz. Oz was a crazy good
Oz
show.
Was a good
that
show.
Nobody talks about anymore. The Prison Show?
Yes, yeah.
So a lot of people from The Wire got casted from Oz.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like kind of like some of their big breaks.
Okay.
Again, like The Night Of was on HBO.
Game of Thrones,
True Detective
obviously.
Is HBO. Game of Thrones is HBO.
Well, yeah,
HBO. Like Amazon's getting there. I feel like Apple TV's getting there
Apple
too.
TV
Apple
definitely.
TV.
Severance
is amazing.
Apple TV's probably. Apple TV has its own kind of side HBO niche, where they're like a genre HBO, right? They're like focused like a little bit on sci-fi.
Yeah.
They'd or like these kind of heavy dramas. Like they have a lot of these. This Colin Farrell show, I think it's called Sugar.
Yeah, Sugar.
But a lot of them are better after three episodes. Like, I want to keep watching, but there's a...
One in particular, for All Mankind is one I always go to.
That's the space one with Rick Flagg, right?
Apple TV, it's like an alternate reality.
That's great. At this point, dominating the sci-fi game. We're talking about prestige sci-fi.
It's great.
You'll get your prestige.
Was Raised by Wolves from there too, or was that?
No, I think Max.
Now, did you guys?
But that was honestly Raised by Wolves didn't get a lot of hype past the first few episodes. Really
did you guys watch
Foundation? Has Apple TV. Okay. Severance is sci-fi light.
Severance is incredible. That's and the Apple second TV. Season's coming out soon.
There was one called what was it called Invasion? Something like that, where it's like an alien invasion. It's like a showing like the reaction of humanity to it. So that's on there.
Did you guys watch The Expanse?
I did not watch that. Silo. Silo's another one that's incredible.
Yeah, like Silo is good. So one of my exes was reading the books, and she's
it's a book.
Okay. Yeah. It's a series of books, and she's explaining to me what I'm not going to say anything, but she's explaining to me what happens after the second season or after this first season, and I think Silo is going to be one of those shows where first season is peak. As soon as she told me all of the questions that I had, I'm just like, well, then it's just this. And she's like, then it's just this. And I'm like,
I could see that. Okay. I could see that.
Shows but this first season's great.
That shows that probably. Jose, have you watched that?
Silo? No.
It has really good Fallout vibes.
Yeah. It's kind of a Fallout.
Everyone's on
a shelter. It's a post-apocalyptic type show.
Yeah.
I did love Fallout.
The outside's dangerous. Nobody wants to go outside.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's peak kind of that sci-fi. You ever watch The Island?
The Island?
With Scarlett Johansson and the
Shyamalan one? Everyone's Growing Older?
No, it was a Michael Bay movie.
No, it's called The Beach.
No, it's about Michael Bay movie. It's called The Island.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It came out like 2003.
With what's his name? Obi-Wan.
Ewan McGregor
and Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
Michael Bay movie.
Yep.
So the concept of that movie is basically the concept of Silo. Where they're like early on, where they're kind of trapped in this special place. They're not allowed to go outside. They're like given clearly obvious reasons why. Yeah. Then it turns into a bad movie because once they get outside, like once they catch kind of turn the mystery, the Michael Bay of it gets involved and it just turns into this high speed chase.
That's kind of how 10 Cloverfield Lane was. As soon as everyone left, it stopped being super interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, man, Cloverfield, one of my favorite original movies. Out of all the movies that have come from that have kind of not been great. And I heard that the guy who made it's going back and making a second one, but Cloverfield was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about really good streaming services, something else I wanted to get into was early Paramount was coming out with some shows that were...
Paramount's better than you'd think.
It is.
They have some gems.
First off, they have all the Mission Impossible
movies. They have some gems on
there? They have the new South Park stuff.
Yep, they have most of the old Nickelodeon, like Ned's Declassified.
I only got it to watch Ned's Declassified.
So there's...
Okay, there's some cool stuff on there.
I forgot his name, but the guy who wrote 1883 and Yellowstone.
Yeah, not Ty Sheridan. Let me see here.
Is it Tyler Sheridan?
I think Tyler Sheridan.
So
he was a guy that did like...
Yellowstone and all that. So
Hell or High Water as well.
Hell or High Water. Great.
Yeah.
Texas. Another movie about Texas.
Yep.
Bank Robin movie. It's a good one.
Sorry. Taylor Sheridan.
There we go. So he has two shows on Paramount. One is with Sylvester Stallone called Tulsa King. And they stopped doing season two because of the writer's strike, but I'm pretty sure it's coming back. Incredible show.
That first episode was pretty good.
Incredible show, man.
I wouldn't say it's a great episode, but like... I liked Keep Sylvester Stallone. I liked him in what I saw.
It's so good, and no one's talking. And then there was another show on Paramount that I was watching with Jeremy Renner called Mayor of Kingstown.
Mayor of Kingstown. Yeah, I've heard of that.
And I realized that's also, dude, this guy is writing some insanely good shows. And it's almost like he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's got like a little cool little 1883 cinematic universe.
It's almost like everything he's done hasn't been rated below like a 7.6.
No, he's an incredible writer.
Like everything's above like an 8 almost. Insane.
I think Taylor has a really good grasp on like just not just telling stories, but like having compelling people, putting them in like interesting situations, and having them go on this journey. He's so good at that, and it just and it spans from from Hell or High Water to Yellowstone to 1923.
Yeah, man. I was watching these shows, and then I find out that it's the same feeling, and I know that you guys can get behind this. Mm. It's when you find Like, were you ever listening to a song and then you hear a sample, but you find it on your own? You're like, oh, that's where this is from. It's that same feeling when you realize that this amazing show you're watching is the same person who did another amazing show
stuff you loved
that,
before.
That you loved before.
Yeah.
But I was watching both of those shows at the same time. So when I realized that it was him, both of those were him, I was like, what is happening? What is going on? Like, why are these only on Paramount? You know, like, it's, they're, anyways.
Well, speaking about making people upset, did we want to use this as a segment to...
As a segue?
As a segue into the segment? Into the segment?
Yeah, you're English right, Eric. All right, y'all, it's time for Racial Draft 2024.
Yeah, man. It's time. Let's do this. So
all right. So again, a recap of the rules because we took too long talking about dumb shit. just kidding. No. So it's gonna be a snake style draft for 5 rounds. So we already rolled 4 draft picks. The Latino team is gonna get the first draft pick.
Damn it.
Black team gets to be second, and white team gets to be the third pick since white people have to be last at something in their lives. We only thought that was fair.
Yeah, take that.
Take that, Eric. You get to suffer for all your privileges.
You are now the lightning rod for all of our frustrations, you jerk.
That's okay. I'm still probably not going to get stopped on the way home.
You're right. Cozy, you might get shot on the way home. I'm sorry.
Perhaps, but I'll take
you. He will probably call 911 on you just to watch it happen.
I may have to draft last, but I don't have to ever worry about jail.
Ever.
It's cold blooded.
All right, let's go on. Sir.
All right, so snakes, I'll draft 5 picks and all fictional characters. Right, so we'll be picking people towards our team. No real people, fictional characters. Now that we got the rules established, first pick for the Latino team. So,
who you got, Juan? Let's hear it.
This is aimed at Cosi in particular. I'm staring at Eric right now, but I'm
you are.
I am aiming this.
Well, I have one aimed at you too.
I'm aiming this at Cosi in particular, so he gets to feel bad.
This is meant for
about
me,
not being the first pick. First pick of the draft is Miles Morales for the Latino team.
Hey man,
we no longer have a black Spider-Man. We have a Latino Spider-Man. Hey,
man. You know what? No, I agree. I agree with him. He's from Puerto Rico, right?
His mom is from Puerto Rico.
But his dad is also black.
Hey, who's still living, though?
Who is still living?
Who is still alive? Both mom.
The mom?
But both his parents are still
alive. He speaks Spanish. Well, we're talking about different properties. He died in the video game. The dad died in the video game.
Are we even using all of his... Okay, I guess... Oh, yeah. In his story, yes. His dad does die.
Dude,
yes.
Plus, the mom is...
Smoking hot.
The mama smoked hot.
That's just extra points.
That's
bro, come on, bro. Into the Spider-Verse.
She's insanely attractive. She made me want to learn Spanish throughout that movie.
She made me glad I know Spanish.
Dude, Eric, she's a drawing.
No, I agree with him, man. Okay. You don't have Spider-Man anymore, bro.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
They're no longer a black Spider-Man. They're going to have to make a new black Spider-Man.
We're going to have to make another one.
They totally took that from you.
Like, yeah, we'll just make Peter Parker black.
White people endorse this.
Oh, we'll just have a black Peter Parker.
The white team endorses this.
Of course, that won't make
it. That'll piss off all the MAGA types.
Of course. They'd love it. All right.
All right, so yeah, that's my number one pick.
Okay, Juan.
All right, Cozy.
Swinging for the fences here.
Big real quick.
All right, for
get
the
team captain.
For the first pick, the black squad, we're going to go out of this world now. We're going to pick Piccolo.
I have a list of characters that if you guys didn't pick, I was going to get upset. And Piccolo was top one for you.
So yes, so Piccolo is...
I don't even know if that's controversial. That's
just a fact.
Is it a Namekian? Is he Namekian? Is that what they are? Piccolo?
Bro, I don't...
Whatever the hell they are.
You know what? I also wouldn't be mad if you guys got Samurai Jack. Because Phil Lamar. I
thought about it. Bro, but yeah. So yes.
Damn, now I wouldn't be pissed if Cozy doesn't pick somebody else. I won't give him the hint, but I won't be pissed if he doesn't pick a certain Greek guy.
We'll see. There's still enough time. So yeah, the reason why I picked Piccolo, he's got hands. He wears a weighted do-rag. He's not afraid to smack a child that won't listen if they have to go train. So yeah, he definitely gives just present black father energy, and I love that. So yeah, I pick Piccolo.
Excellent, excellent picks.
Get over here, Piccolo. Choice, sir. Excellent choice.
The white team, applause both of you.
No, it's a smattering like a. Little golf clap.
So for
golf clap by the way,
for my first pick for the white side, we're gonna go ahead and draft Bugs Bunny.
Damn it.
Were you also going to draft him?
Why,
I thought about
why
it.
Why people have been cross-dressing since Victorian times, and Bugs Bunny cross-dresses all the time.
But he's so good at basketball, but not like good like a white guy is, but he's good like a black guy's good at basketball.
Yeah, but he's...
I don't know, man. He might be white.
He's good at basketball, but both times he's also asked a black guy to help him out, which is what white people do.
He's a liability on defense as well.
And which I would be upset... You guys should have Daffy because only.
Oh my god!
Only
what
someone.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, Eric. What do you mean, you guys?
Dude, you put up with my shit the same way Daffy puts up with Bugs' shit, bro. All
right,
it's the same way. No other race would be able to put up with Bugs.
See how the white person is telling us how to pick.
Right, you see this stuff? Dude, yeah, colonizer energy, bro.
Colonizer energy.
Look at you. Anyway,
no hesitation. Are you upset with me for staying in character? Are you mad about that?
Are you mad at me for being white? Is the question.
That's not what it is.
The subtext to that.
So yeah, we have Bugs Bunny.
All right, so the white folks got Bugs Bunny.
Hey, I just put thought into this bit, so you guys should just respect.
This motherfucker snaked us. He got my respect.
Yeah, man.
All right, so that's it for the first round. So far we got Miles Morales on the Latino team.
Coming out swinging, you guys.
Piccolo on the Black Folk team, and Bugs Bunny on the Latino team.
How are
you going to
take both Miles and Bugs, who are beloved in the black community? All right. All right, that's fine.
Dude, y'all have like all of anime. What are you talking about? You have all Naruto characters. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, Eric. Stop it. So it's a snake style draft. So second round, Eric goes first.
Ooh.
Good luck, Eric.
Not the first time a white guy's gone first in his life.
Yeah, make it count, Eric.
Man, all right. I'm going to pick Jason Mendoza from The Good Place.
Ooh.
What?
Bortles.
The fact that I... What? Yeah, man, Blake Bortles.
No, I understand, but... All right. He does present as white trash.
Florida white trash.
Florida
white trailer trash. White trash.
This is like a hardcore Filipino person. There is absolutely no... ambiguity on his ethnicity.
He is.
It's the pick they made, Juan.
It's the pick they made. He is, dude. He's trashier than most white trash I've seen come out of Florida.
Ooh, wow. Okay, that's
another, his character is.
Bro, he is absolutely white trash. I'm upset by this pick, but of course the white people.
And you know what? You know what?
Of course the white people.
And you know what?
The racist.
Hey, look, man.
White people love their Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is true, though.
Why people love them
that
Jags.
That is true, though. No one supports
people love them
the
Jags.
Jacksonville Jaguars than the
that,
whites.
That, like, pool they put in their stadium was going to be the dumbest shit ever.
It looked pretty cool.
And then I see...
It looked kind of cool.
I see fucking Jason Mendoza motherfuckers in that pool every Jaguars game. That shit is packed.
So,
the rest of the stadium is empty.
Like,
that
I wouldn't,
pool
yeah.
is fucking packed.
I wouldn't get
how
it.
Many,
yeah.
You know how many fucking stadiums could get away with that? One single one in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yep. So
Miami. Not even Miami. That Miami's like the classy white folks.
So
like classy Latino folks of Florida.
Not Jacksonville.
Yeah, so Jason Mendoza from The Good Place. We're gonna sign him.
Swinging again.
I'm honestly upset. I respect the hustle.
Yeah, man. Swinging again. All
right. Fist bump that shit.
All right, Juan. Who do you got?
No, it's you, man.
Is
it's,
me?
Yeah, second pick. You
okay,
get second every time.
I get second every time? Oh, okay. I thought we're switching it up. Let's see here. You know what? I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to say Carlton Banks stays black. No, the blackness of Carlton Banks has been debated for years in the 20-year history of...
Oh, my God.
25-year history of Family Matters. The Fresh Prince, the blackness of Carlton Banks.
Absolutely excellent pick.
Has been debated. Pick. I, myself, who would be described as a corny black guy, definitely understands the that being called into question. But the exhibit I always go back to is Carlton went out and bought a gun to go avenge the shooting of his cousin, Will. He bought a gun like off the street and was ready to just go to town, if not for Will.
Immediately. That was his first thought.
Immediately.
It's not like Will had to talk him into it to be macho.
No, it was just his first.
Yeah. Carlton was there in the hospital with the gun ready. He was like, yeah, I just came here to say goodbye. And,
good job, Carlton.
That's a real-ass scene, by the way. If you've ever seen that on YouTube, Will having to talk Carlton down. That's
good job, Carlton.
That's when Fresh Prince got like real on you.
So it's not a great stereotype, but it's one that unfortunately still sticks with my community. So yeah, I think Carlton Banks definitely earned his black card with that. So he I say he stays. So
Carlton Black stays black.
Stays black.
Stays black.
Yes, you can make picks to keep people within your team as well.
I have one of those.
I respect that. I respect solidifying your position.
Yes, you should. You can solidify people. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be a pick that I'm making because I know I have back-to-back picks and I can be sneaky.
Hey, Juan, come on, bro.
Because I have back-to-back people.
Come on, bro.
That are a big fuck you.
Come on, man.
To the white community in particular.
I think I might know who you They're back-to-back, you say?
Back-to-back, because I got the first pick of the third round.
Hold on, okay.
Hey, man, Speedy Gonzalez doesn't count.
No, Speedy Gonzalez is already Latino. That's not even slightly ambiguous.
It's not in question.
I actually had to think about it for a second. But I was like, wait, that's not even... There's no way they'll steal from us.
You can't...
It has to be at least a little ambiguous, right?
People have had to have questioned over the years to have it be...
I can see where you're coming from with Jason Mendoza, but if y'all try to pick Speedy Gonzalez, I'll just reject your pick.
You'll just have to pick a different guy.
You're just not allowed.
We'll smack it down.
The league will step in and reject your pick.
Okay.
All right, so for my third pick of the second round, I pick Goku. Goku's going to the Latino
Latinos?
Team. Latino explain, team, baby.
Explain yourself right
First
now.
First of all, man. Bro, I'm pretty sure fucking Goku's more popular in Mexico than Japan. I swear to God.
I was shocked at how big of an audience Goku has, like, in Mexico in particular.
It's not an exaggeration, bro. Yeah, when I was incredible. a little kid, I never thought, 6 years old.
I never thought he was white, though.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, technically, he's Japanese.
He's an alien.
Yeah, I always thought everyone in that show was just Asian.
They're aliens, though, right?
Yeah, they're aliens. They're aliens. They're not human. Right? The guy has a monkey tail coming out of his back.
Yeah.
Right? He turns into a gorilla in Dragon Ball. I actually watched Dragon Ball originally, not Dragon Ball Z. Bro loves his family. Bro's a lighthearted, funny-go-lucky dude.
He can scrap. He can fight.
He can scrap.
Loves to eat rice.
Loves to eat rice.
Oh my God.
Loves to get some good food.
Loves his
always
mom.
Always in a good mood. Dangerous when you fuck with him. No need to get pissed off when there's no need to get pissed off, you know, and just happy go lucky.
I was gonna say something bad.
The racist ass.
Wait, if Goku came here, would he be an illegal alien? Like literally?
He would be an alien.
He would be a regular alien.
He would be an illegal alien. He ain't got no birth certificate.
He's a space monkey, dude.
I'm sold.
He's a space monkey.
Latinos, I'm sold. All right.
Cool. I love it.
Right. He's an illegal alien.
Okay.
Cool. Your pick can automatically kill any one of our picks.
Yes.
Oh man.
All right. So that is it for our second round.
All right.
So far we got on the Latino team Miles Morales and Goku.
Okay.
On the black team we got Piccolo and Carlton Banks. And on the white team, we got a... What was your first pick here?
Bugs Bunny and Jason Mendoza.
God, I was probably going to pick Bugs Bunny second round if thought you hadn't snaked him from me. Mm-hmm. Well done.
I had to get him out the gate, man.
Bugs Bunny and Jason Mendoza.
I had to get him out the gate.
So third round. So as the first pick of the third round, this is an easy one for me. I pick the Mandalorian.
Mm.
You know what? I'm not even mad about that. I'm not mad about that. Hey, the internet's daddy. It's Pedro Pascal. I love Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, already a good start. He's not really coded to be Latino in the show.
Yeah.
But dude got a strong family vibe.
He's never coded to be like any... Like, he's coded to be almost ambiguous because The Last of Us, he's also not really... Is he white?
He's white in The Last of Us in the original game, right?
Oh, okay. In the original game,
he is white. Okay. But he's clearly Latino in the show.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like his brother's clearly Latino. It's like there's no hesitation or doubt there. But Mandalorian is definitely puts it up to a question. Right.
It makes you feel
all the other Mandalorians are white. So I'm glad. And just to be clear, dude was a refugee, adopted from another country. Was not some OG born on Mandalore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not more Mexican than coming to another country.
Yeah.
You know, inhabiting the race.
Good pick.
Being more hyped up about the U.S. than even most Americans are.
Good pick.
Picking Pedro Pascal as the Mandalorian.
Okay.
All right, Kosi, your pick.
Okay. So, this is a tough one. All right. So, the Black Squad would like to make a pick. And he's a great guy, you know, looks after kids. Great with kids, actually. He's a protector, but don't cross him because, you know, it'll be dangerous. So I am picking for the Black Squad, Grimm from the Grimm Adventures of Billy and Mandy. He's voiced by a Jamaican-speaking guy.
Oh, man, he's, that's such an excellent pick.
He definitely has just, like, father
instant
energy. Just, like, he has a commanding voice. It's like, he reminds me a lot of my uncles.
What was the little kid's name? Ernest?
Oh, man.
Oh, the one that said yo all the time?
The black kid or the main kid?
Not Billy.
Wait, who?
On the Grim Adventures,
Ernest or something. The little black kid with glasses. The Elmer? One that said always yo.
Is it Elmer? I think it is Elmer.
Elmer.
Hold on. But yeah, I pick him. He's just a great character. Beloved.
Damn, well played.
So yeah, I pick Grim.
Good pick.
Well played.
Good pick.
Cannot hate on that.
So my my pick for the white team is going to be. I think you can all agree with this. He's just automatically on our side, but we have to call him. Tom Dubois from the Boondocks.
Oh no,
he's white, dude.
You know what? Take him.
He's so white.
Take him.
I can't.
No, I love Tom Dubois.
I can't hate on that choice.
I can't hate on it.
He's too white.
I can't hate.
People have been.
He's fully white now.
People have been saying it for years, and you know what? We just need to go ahead and give him his white card. So yeah, our pick is Tom Dubois.
Literally, Uncle Tom, bro. Not like a slight exaggeration.
So yeah, that's our pick.
There's an actual guy on the show that pretends he's white and actively hates white people.
Oh man,
actively hates black people.
Uncle
sorry,
Ruck. Yeah, man.
Uncle Ruck is like clearly heavily, and he's not the Uncle Tom of the show.
Yeah,
that tells you all you need to know.
Dude, Eric, that's fantastic.
That's a cold-blooded pick.
That's a cold-blooded pick.
You all know I'm right, though.
You know what the worst part about that is?
Like, look, I didn't need to debate anything.
You know what the worst? You know what the worst part about this? He wouldn't ever admit it publicly, but Tom Dubois is like, good on you, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Appreciate you, Eric.
I had to recognize
you. You see me, Eric.
I appreciate you realizing where I'm coming from.
I feel so seen, Eric.
He would never admit it publicly, but if you got him in private, he'd thank you for your service.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so that's it for the third round. Mm-hmm. So far, again, we'll keep the recap. Latino team got
Miles Morales,
Goku, and the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Black team got
Piccolo,
Carlton Banks, and what would you say?
Grim
Adventures, Billy Mandy. That was a really good choice, bro.
Love that guy.
And then the white team got Jason Mendoza,
Bugs Bunny,
and now we got
Tom Dubois.
So I'm going first.
Yes, you are.
So as fourth round, there's been a resurgence in this character, and we needed to go ahead and claim his popularity real quick.
You're just gonna swoop in when he gets popular. That's cold.
We're gonna pick Shrek. We're gonna pick Shrek for the white people.
You know what? Juan, it was confirmed in 2004 that. They confirmed it.
That Shrek is white?
Yeah, they confirmed it.
He is played by Mike Myers.
He does have a really thick Scottish accent.
He has a very Scottish accent. He is particularly interested in keeping aliens out his land.
Especially aliens that sound
his best friend is Eddie Murphy.
Is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and pick Shrek.
He has a sassy black best friend.
He lives in a swamp.
Yeah.
He got jungle fever, I guess swamp fever.
He loves
fever.
Mud.
Well, she's also white, so yeah, it'll be swamp fever, basically. Yeah.
White people love to roll around in mud. It's just something
But I think it was coded that Fiona's ogre persona was like metaphorically black. You know what I'm talking about?
I never saw it that way. That's fun. No, not even to be funny.
I don't know if black is the right word, but like minority. You know what I mean?
Okay, so not white.
It's like a racial allegory, almost.
But why was her human form just the redheaded lady?
Or is that supposed to be, okay, here's like the perfect redheaded white princess, and here is the kind of nasty, down to clown. Yeah. Can fight and get into a scrap. Yeah. Ogre
Fiona was cool as shit, man.
You know, so
it, man.
Like, yeah. I don't know if black is the right word, but she was coded to be a minority. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not
but
white.
I mean, like, I never thought of it. Got that sassy streak.
Yeah.
I've loved Shrek growing up. You know, always had to call my boy in.
Man, okay. I can't disrespect any of these choices.
Thank you. You thought I was gonna be super racist with these, huh?
You are being super racist, but I'm respecting the
but like,
hustle.
You thought I was gonna be like mean with it. These are
no,
like,
these are good racist.
These are like these are tasteful.
This is what a good racist looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
This is what proper racism looks like in 2024.
Proper racism is like, okay, I think Bill Burr had this joke, but he was like if I walked into an Italian pizza joint that said Papa Fizzoli's Pizza and it was all run by black ladies, I'd just be like, huh. That's proper racism. Where you're just like,
okay,
huh, interesting.
You question it for, you at least question it. Okay. You're at least asking questions. Like, oh, all right.
No Italian people. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Man, I got a person you should pick, Eric, but I can't make it. You pick for him.
I have a question. So I want to use, not a pick, but I just want to just have a thing to the floor. I want to bring up just what the hell are you for Cliff Curtis. So Cliff Curtis, I'll show you a picture of him.
Snake my picks, bro.
Oh, are you snaking your pick?
I was gonna pick all of Cliff Curtis's roles.
Oh,
Cliff.
I will edit this part out then.
No, I'm just kidding. You saying that I should pick? Because I honestly want to hear it. I want to hear
as
it.
as your fifth pick. You have one more pick, right?
Yeah. Ooh. I already have my fifth kind of locked in, so this should be interesting.
What would it? Okay, all right.
In my fanfic, this is an actual white person.
Okay.
The black elf from Rings of Power.
Man, leave that boy alone. What the hell? He didn't do nothing to you, man.
Motherfucker got river to LIGO, bro.
He didn't do nothing to y'all, man.
You have seen one other black elf? No, it's all white elves. That's not how genetics works, Eric. That guy has river to LIGO.
Hey, elf, man, like, I don't know the actor's name.
A thousand years of river to LIGO looks like. He's just fully black.
I understand that you're angry, and I'll get this back to my people ASAP to see what happened and what went wrong. So I understand the frustration.
It can be an honorable white boy pick.
I understand that I'm just a vessel.
So. It can be an honorable white boy pick.
Oh, man.
No, I respect you not picking him, but that's one guy that clearly was the wrong race. We've ranted on this podcast before.
Is it
yours, okay. Eric? Just picked.
I just picked Shrek.
Shrek. Okay. I'm going to use my pick to right a major wrong, and I'm going to use my pick to say that B-Rad from Malibu Most Wanted needs to stay white because. No.
Oh man, are you like reverse picking?
Yeah. At the end of that movie,
he is burning a pick to make sure you have.
What if we don't want him?
It's too late. Can he go into the uncategorized category?
He's just a free agent now, I guess.
Okay. Okay. In that case, then I guess.
So he's an undrafted free agent. So B-Rag. Yo, man, watch that movie, y'all. It's kind of movie.
It's so cringe. It's like, no.
Jamie Kennedy will never be on my TV. I'm sorry.
Wait, how about Scream?
It's the kind of movie you almost need to watch just to understand.
And to make sure it's...
That there were people out there, white executives, who thought, hey, this would be funny. What if we had a guy that just openly acted black? And not black... As in, like, Bill Cosby black or Dave Chappelle black.
But how we think black people
or
black.
Any of the wide variety of black people on TV. No, like, the corniest, thuggiest.
Literally how we see black people in that time
like,
period.
The kind of white, like, kind of black some white people, like, would think in their, like, you know, some KKK member would think is a way to act black.
It's a caricature. It's very, it's hilarious.
It's an unbelievably ridiculous movie. But, all right, so that's going to be an undrafted pick. So, Kosi, who's your actual fourth pick?
So, my actual fourth pick, y'all won't like this, but it's the comic version, and I'll show a picture of this, but Norman Osborn from the 1960s Spider-Man comic.
Okay, well, just say, why not just Norman Osborn?
Yeah, just Norman Osborn.
Oh. But you got to back it up.
Yeah, you got to explain this to us.
So Norman Osborn in the black community
is because he doesn't care about his son.
Come on, Eric. That's cold blooded, man. Cause he ain't even got no dad.
That's one of them. No, it's because Norman Osborn. Norman Osborn sports a really really good. Sorry, that's...
Coase is laughing so he doesn't cry.
That's...
Sorry.
It's only half true. No, so so
it's only half true.
So Norman Osborn is famous for having just really, really great hair, especially having waves in his hair. He's one of those white guys that he definitely goes to bed wearing a do-rag. I know this for a fact. No one has waves that good and does not go to bed rocking a do-rag. So yeah, I thought, why not? And also, yes, he doesn't.
Boy looked at his hair and went, yeah.
Oh my god.
This show's going off the rails, guys.
You know what?
It's already gone off the rails.
Norman Osborn, brother.
I'll take it, man.
Given away by the whites. Norman Osborn given away by the whites. All right. Cool.
I was not coming in here expecting Norman Osborn to come out as black.
Willem Dafoe probably smokes Newports anyways. He seems like the guy who just smokes broken glass.
And has a huge dick, so it makes total sense.
Oh my god! Man. I'm just trying to process Norman Osborn.
Thank you.
Going to the black pick. That was not
all right, Juan.
That was not one of the outcomes I expected coming out.
Expect
the
unexpected, listeners.
You're up, buddy.
Coming out of this show, this is a rough one, man. This is again where not having Bugs Bunny is
right. It kind of messed. It kind of cut your legs off a little bit.
Hey, you guys said I could go last, too. You had a chance.
You are completely correct. I stand by my Miles Morales pick, but. I respect your taking.
Great pick, by the way.
I respect you taking Bugs Bunny out from us. man. All right. So, for my fourth round pick, I'm gonna secure this one because it's been a little ambiguous in the history. Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle is not officially.
That's ambiguous?
Well, the original blue character.
Reyes was clearly a white dude. But Reyes is my favorite.
Jaime Reyes is definitely.
Yeah. Comic book character
Ted
was clearly
Korn, yeah.
a white boy.
Ted Korn was white.
Ted
Korn. Yeah, yeah.
There was never any ambiguity about him being white.
You know what?
But now we got a Latino Blue Beetle. It's like, you know what? No, we're taking the character.
You're going to take my Spider-Man, or I guess your Spider-Man.
We're taking
now.
Spider-Man and Blue Beetle. We're taking people from the white boys and the black boys.
How could y'all? Oh my god, he's right. Just yoinking our heroes.
We ain't got no shame. We even took a guy from the Japanese folks.
Dude, that was a... Come up.
All right, so going to the fifth and final round.
Oh man.
Latino team, we got Miles Morales. We got Goku.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Blue Beetle.
All right.
Black team, we got Piccolo.
Mm-hmm.
We got Carlton Banks.
Mm-hmm.
We got, what was your third pick?
Grim
from Adventures of Grim and Mandy. And we got the fourth pick. I still can't believe you did this, brother. I still can't believe Norman Osborn. Whitest dude there is.
The waves don't lie.
Waves don't lie. No, that's how you know. And then for the white team, we got Bugs Bunny, Jason Mendoza. What was your third pick here?
Shrek.
Fucking Shrek. I can't believe it. Somehow you got Shrek. You got all the good fictional like animated characters.
Yeah,
bro.
It's actually pretty good.
And then what was your fourth pick? It was...
Who was my fourth pick?
It was Tom Dubois.
Tom Dubois.
That's right. Tom Dubois.
It was actually his third pick. His fourth pick was Shrek.
That's right.
You're right. That was back-to-back. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. So fifth and final round, y'all. Hope y'all got your stuff ready. Unfortunately, I'm first. Got a lot of pressure. Got to make sure you don't.
Hey, man.
Like, it'll be you, then Eric, then me last.
No, it's same as always.
You're always second.
I'm always second. Okay.
All right. Second round pick. First round pick. Oof.
Good luck, Juan.
I had to like.
You want to think it over a little bit?
I'm thinking over this a little bit. It's like I'm like nervous about.
It's an important pick. It's the last. This is going to solve racism, Juan. So make sure.
To solve racism.
Just make sure it's right.
Should I pick Trump real quick?
look, honestly, he's still on the board. Believe it or not, I'm actually shocked. He's still on the board, but
I'm shocked you haven't picked someone yet, and I'm shocked that you haven't. Pick someone yet.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know who you think. I won't pick him, but let me know who you're shocked that I haven't picked.
I'm shocked.
I want to see how racist Eric is.
Let's see.
Because I wanted this guy, but I was like, nah, he's I can't put any defense into him.
There is one that Juan hasn't mentioned yet.
Actually, there's two people that I'm surprised. Well,
let's see who Eric thinks is Latino.
Should we wait for you to make your
no,
pick?
No, I won't pick him. I promise not to pick him.
Okay.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez from Sandlot.
Yes!
Benny the Jet Rodriguez from
Sandlot?
I don't think I watched that.
Oh, shit.
So I might be why. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome movie.
But I also think Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger's next.
Girl, come on, man. He's always in soccer commercials. All the kids are always playing soccer.
He's the clearly white boy soccer. It's clearly some white boy soccer. But you ever seen a Latino dude? You ever seen a Latino dude that's 6'5", have a broad chest? Bro, that
he'd be the biggest one I've ever seen.
Bro, that dude's a white boy soccer player if I've ever seen one.
Think about it. Oh my God.
Go look at Latino soccer players. They're all small, bro.
For you.
Go look at Messi. Messi's like 5 feet tall, bro.
Also,
that's hilarious.
Senior Ben Chang. Community.
Damn it! I'm not gonna pick that.
I don't want to say mine. I think you might use.
That's offensive. One. No, you can go ahead and say. Let's go ahead and give our who we thought should have been picked.
Because it is the fifth round. You don't want to finish.
No, that's fine. Let's see it.
I thought you would have picked Nacho from Nacho Libre. Yeah. Just whatever the hell Nacho is.
That would have been a good one.
His character is half Mexican.
That would have been a good one for debate.
I thought you were gonna pick Gustavo Fring.
He's one of those like a Clifton, almost like a Cliff Curtis, where he
owns a fried chicken.
You know who I was hoping you pick?
But also white folks own fried chicken.
You know Colonel. Hoping you pick
who?
Rummy from Boondocks.
Ooh.
After he picked Tom DuBois, I was hoping you'd pick Rummy from Boondocks. These boys fly Samuel Jackson. Where's a do-rag?
Because everyone in Boondocks to me is the racist.
I was thinking of picking Kirk Lazarus. Robert Downey's character from Tropic Thunder.
Oh my God, Kirk Lazarus. Oh my God. Why didn't I think of that? No. I pick him to stay Australian because, man.
All right. So for my fifth round pick, kind of gave it away a little bit earlier, but I'm going to have to go with this.
Look.
I want to pick every character Cliff Curtis has played in every movie.
Well played.
In every single movie, his fictional character is ambiguous brown dude.
But specifically, Cliff Curtis in Training Day would be the
Cliff
one
Curtis
I think
in Training
of,
Day is supposed to be Hispanic.
Yeah.
But we never really know. The only one that's maybe clear cut, and he is Samoan, so it kind of helps out, is in Hobbs and Shaw when he's The Rock's brother.
Yeah.
And that's what he actually is, so.
You know, it's funny.
He's played everything, man.
But hey, I've seen him play Pakistani dudes. I've seen him play Latino dudes.
He's played a Navi.
He's played blacks. He's played a Navi, and like the Navi was like a Native American Navi.
Yeah,
so he's played
they even knew to make him.
He's played Native American.
Native American is an alien.
You know what? Not no more. It's no longer ambiguous. All
right, Cliff.
These are all Latino people. All
right, Cliff.
Even if he's hanging out with Pakistani folks, too bad. He actually secretly speaks Spanish.
Even if he's like in Samoa with the Rock and the
even
brothers,
if he's in Samoa, guess what? He got adopted.
That's his Mexican brother.
Brother's Latino, and he got adopted by the Rock's mom.
It's my fifth insanely similar to yours.
Because we got to go with Kosi's first.
No. I'm just saying.
Don't spoil it.
Remember what you had because mine's insanely similar to what you said.
I was thinking about it the whole time. I don't know if I want it to be that bold. Guys, look up Cliff Curtis for those of y'all who aren't good with actor names. Literally the ambiguous. If you need an ambiguous ethnic guy in your movie, this is the guy that shows up. No longer Latino. I don't care that he's not actually Latino.
All right. Okay, well, since even from the beginning of this whole entire draft, you guys came out swinging, took a lot of people I wanted, definitely with Miles Morales I wanted. Shrek was the other one I thought of. Like, dude, he's probably on our squad, but
I just assumed Shrek was going to the black team.
Right. But you know, you guys kept poaching, yoinking me, but you guys left one person on the board where I didn't even think that you guys could have sworn like either one of y'all, especially you, Eric, had a. Y'all claim this guy, but my fifth pick for the blacks in the racial draft 2024, none other than Jesus. Jesus is black now, guys.
Jesus ain't white, dude. And black Jesus cemented it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. He rode into town on an ass. Yo mama's ass.
You know what? I have no complaints with this.
None?
I have no complaints with this.
Well, it is a competition of fictional characters. So,
I heard this was not a competition. I heard this was just a draft.
A draft of fictional characters. So, it does fit. It does fit in with the vibes.
Oh, man. Who's black now?
We're gonna close. Someone's gonna be burning a cross on your lawn tomorrow.
Hey guys,
amen. Only someone like that would just say they're gone and come back 3 days later with no explanation.
He hung out with poor guys, like 11 poor motherfuckers. He hung out with.
He hung out with prostitutes.
Yeah, his best friend was
bro. He made some bitch wash his feet.
Yeah. The party he was at was out of wine. So he took the water that was there and turned it into
more wine. Yeah, that's gangster. That's...
Bro, you know, he just had that some moonshine up in his fucking...
Yeah, man, of course. The folks were talking mess about him in the streets.
Bathtub.
Folks were telling all kinds of lies about him in the streets. Yeah, man, it's the black experience. And yeah, so the black team has taken Jesus.
Jesus is black now.
Finally.
So...
Oh, sorry, any questions? Any
no,
remarks?
No.
Concerns?
Yeah.
No concerns. Yeah, no,
we're definitely getting canceled with this episode.
Oh, of course.
So for my fifth round pick, I had to run two audibles.
Did you take too many of your picks, Eric?
No. I think we did. I had two other choices that I didn't. I realized there's just one choice that's obviously more than the other two. So first I was going to pick London Tipton from Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Because she's very white.
That's a good pick.
Oh no,
Brenda Song is very white.
Brenda Song's character in Sweet Life
very white in that show.
If you close your eyes and listen,
she's what was a joke in King of the Hill. I think a Twinkie or banana.
Yeah, Khan.
Yeah, Khan. Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Khan, man.
Yeah, so, yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
At first, it was gonna actually. I ran three audibles. At first, it was gonna be her, and then I was like, no, I need to pick Asian Jim Halpert.
Oh, that's not your pick.
Because
we're talking about Kendall Park, Randall Park.
But only the Jim Halpert version of him.
Yes, no, I get it. It's a fictional character.
And then I wanted to go bigger.
He is Jim from The Office.
Yeah, he is.
I wanted to go bigger, so I was going to pick.
I'll put that down for now.
I was going to pick the Iron Giant.
What, bro? He's clearly black.
I don't know, man. He was built to start
black
wars.
Or Mexican.
He was built to start wars. Which race has started the most wars, okay, bro?
But hey, he speaks broken English, friendly as fuck, wants to chill and eat shit.
Has a bunch of guns just in him.
Yeah.
Cool. Didn't pick him. Didn't say I'm picking him.
All right.
I was.
Okay. Just making sure.
But now my pick.
Now I feel disappointed I didn't pick him.
Right?
Now my pick is every character that Matthew McConaughey has played. It's just the whitest fucking dude.
But you know what? Some of them, he's tan enough where...
He's still white,
in
though,
Sahara?
Man. He's still,
especially Sahara?
He's still white, though, man.
Even in Sahara? Wait.
He's
even,
still white.
Even in Sahara,
especially Sahara.
Can we talk about how good that movie
fine.
Was?
You gonna, yeah, let's for a second. That movie's awesome. 2003 action movie. I think it was
Penelope Cruz. Like,
Steve Zahn, I believe?
People don't make those movies anymore.
No.
Mid-budget action movies?
Mid-budget action.
That was like around the time that Babylon... With
Tom Cruise? Not with Tom Cruise. With
George Clooney, I think. Or Matt Damon, or I don't know.
No, it was Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. You're right, yeah.
It was Brad Pitt. Yeah. Babylon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the year that won the Oscar, didn't it? Or did it lose to Crash?
I don't know.
No, it lost to Crash. It did not, yeah.
It lost to Crash,
yeah,
right?
Crash
man,
won.
Terrence Howard, baby.
Mm-hmm.
1 + 1 = 2. Maybe. Or no, 1 × 1 = 2.
Yeah, don't get it twisted,
I
mate.
Also had at least one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles written out.
At least one?
At least one of them's white.
Oh, okay. Just real quick, I want Julia Stiles' character to stay white. From Save the Last Dance. Just because you can dance does not make you a black woman. That's just
it
works.
I also think that Benjamin Beaufort Bubba Blue should stay black.
Oh, okay, of course.
Forrest Gump's friend.
Yes. That guy that covered his face in chocolate in the movie Soul Man should stay white. Because you would have still gotten into Harvard because you're a white dude. So
I think
it's okay.
I think that Miss Buttersworth is definitely white.
Okay.
Aunt Jemima's definitely black, but Miss Buttersworth is definitely white.
I'll
And to be honest, Aunt Jemima's is better.
Oh well, yeah.
Buttersworth awesome. Is just trash, but
hey, is Jake Sully still white, even though he's in an Avatar body?
Alright. So let's look at the facts. He comes in to his native culture. Acts like he belongs and like he wants to leave his own life.
It's Dances with Wolves, man.
To hang out with the colored folks immediately. to the point where he betrays his own people, even though he barely speaks the language.
Yeah, sounds like
a white guy actually to me. Does not know their culture at all.
Yep, yep. Sounds right to me.
So this has got to be the whitest character we've ever seen.
It's Dances with Wolves.
To his credit, in the second movie, he gets closer to the pact where it's like, all right,
yeah,
he's an educated white guy.
Yeah,
but he's not. Yeah.
He's still not a native. He's still not a native, but you know, he's chill. Like he's the Paul Wall. Yeah. He's the Paul Wall of white guys
in that movie.
Hey guys,
he's the Paul Wall of that universe.
I had
Paul. Yes, great pull.
I had Mordecai or Rigby from Regular Show, and also had Big Bird.
Ooh, as white,
as Big white. Bird as white.
Yeah. Lois from Malcolm in the Middle has black mom energy. Like if she was raising black kids, they would not mess with her as much as Reese messed with her or Francis did. She has black mom. I would also say
she had Hispanic mom punishment.
Ooh,
yeah.
I was gonna and say black she, mom punishment.
It's like, it's not dissimilar.
Yeah,
it was very like
good
oh,
catch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Lois. She's one of my favorite amazing. TV moms of all time. So I love Lois.
Guys, this was a good draft pick.
Guys, I think we solved it, guys.
Well, I think we solved racism.
I think we solved racism in only an hour.
Oh, wait. I have one last anti-pick.
Ooh, okay.
That I reject from the Latino community.
A rejection? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The Zodiac Killer, Ted Cruz.
Given away by the Latinos.
He's probably going to be excited to hear the news.
He'll stay a free agent, though.
Motherfucker's Cuban as fuck.
Oh, man.
Are you staying a free agent? Sorry, Eric.
We're probably going to pick him up at some point for some reason.
He's going to just show up on your team, and you're going to want to kick him off, and then he's going to start arguing with you
it's upsetting because my race.
You just give up and let him
my
stay.
My race only gave me 5 picks, so these were really
the That's why we're talking about the anti picks. Ted Cruz, the Zodiac Killer. Is no longer on the Latino team.
All right.
I was also.
I know we were joking about this earlier, but I want to hard confirm it. Yes, of course, Speedy Gonzalez. It's not even a draft pick.
Yeah,
it's just automatic.
It was never a question.
Automatic pickup.
Woody Woodpecker. What is he?
Obviously Latino. I guess I should have picked him.
Latino too? Okay.
I guess I should have picked him.
Interest. I always thought about that too. No BS. I always thought what
thinking about it?
Motherfuckers are hard worker, bro. Motherfuckers are carpenter.
He will mess up a tree, bro.
Thinking about it, when I was making this list,
parties and carpents. What do you want? What more do you want?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? He's definitely black.
Roger's black?
Roger's definitely black. Yeah.
The Roger.
Oh man,
he hangs out with some gangster people.
Dude. Hangs out with gangsters.
His wife is a smoke show.
Can barely handle his liquor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a blick. Okay. Yeah, handles a blicky at the end.
Y'all got Roger
okay.
for sure.
Okay.
And he's a steal. He's a great character.
Also, big dick as well. Like Willem Dafoe. Dude. Like I get it. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know,
Jessica wouldn't be with him unless his dick was.
I'm gonna have to be a dick here, but you know who shouldn't be on the black team. Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. Calling you out, Broadway. Shouldn't have cast random.
you're calling out Okay.
The white team unfortunately has that Haktua chick that's in everyone's fucking
she's
Facebook
not,
feed and Instagram
she's not a
feed.
Fictional character. She's real.
She's real to me. She's real.
She's real to me, damn it.
Hey, man. Dude, that girl's everywhere.
She's everywhere right now.
Doing the Lord's
Jesus
work.
Jesus Christ. What is Aaron posted like 5,000 memes. I'm already tired of this shit.
They're bangers.
In 2 days.
Dude, I was just showing Kosi like 6 posts in the past like 20
Every single one I've seen, I've left because they're all just, every single one of them is like.
Like one post said that America hasn't been this united as a nation since Tiger King.
I've seen that one.
Oh, man. No, but hey, thanks,
my
guys.
My favorite one is where the show is like, oh, you gotta do the Hawk 2 and then they show the guy from Dune 2.
Lisan
Al Ghaib.
You're wasting, yeah.
Lisan Al Ghaib. No. He's like the chosen one.
Guys,
Lisan Al Ghaib means we're the best.
But we solved it. Thank you, guys. Hey, Eric.
We solved racism.
Brother, for showing
so
up.
So it's a very special episode of It Was Mooney. Not our usual no plug of the week because we're going to have a proper episode later this week, giving y'all what you know you love.
Yeah, we'll bless y'all twice this week. So yeah, I want to thank Eric. I want to thank Juan AB also for having us today. And I want to thank you guys, listeners. And of always, you can find us on Spotify. Search It Was Mooney on Spotify. Also on YouTube, you can go to our YouTube channel where you can find these podcasts along with other content. So yeah, guys, I'm Cozy, joined by Juan and our special guest Eric. And until next time, guys.
Wait, last word of warning. If y'all don't find us next week or Maurice, it means, honestly, I'm not even sure which race we pissed off the most. What y'all think? We're getting the maggots after us.
Well, yeah, I think that's who. Yeah, that's who we got to worry about. So.
Yeah, Jesus becoming black was a hot one. Probably the black folks ain't gonna be happy with some of these picks. Motherfucker picked the black guy as a white dude. So Eric has a very multiracial team.
I do commend you for having a pretty open door policy on
multiracial, multi species.
Yeah.
I tried. Did to I have an open
any?
Mind.
We all of us were humans, right? All of our picks.
No, you're Goku.
I had an alien.
Well, I guess it's an alien, but he's kind of human.
No,
I had an alien.
This motherfucker had a rabbit.
And it worked.
And it worked.
It was a banger.
Okay. You know who actually you should have picked? Martin Martian.
Oh, Marvin the Martian. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I am here for Mars.
Okay. Because he's ambiguous, but motherfucker's black as hell.
Dude, he's a great character in Multiverses, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
No, it's a fun show, y'all. So appreciate you coming through.
And thank you guys, listeners, again, for tuning in. Again, please like and subscribe to us on Spotify. Also, please like and subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. We can get access to our episodes and other content. And again, I want to thank you all. And until next time, guys, peace.
Adios.